What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We also want to do a little drop of the week right now. We normally do it Friday, 9 o'clock hour, but we're not here tomorrow because 4th of July. Hope everyone has a good, safe 4th of July. Have fun with family and friends. We're moving drop of the week up to today. We're doing it now. There's a lot related to me and Jack, maybe some other stuff. Seltzer, let's roll the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right, Seltzer, what are we looking at, sir?
All right, let's dive in. We got a lot of Joe versus Jack content for this drop of the week.
Do we have anything else?
So there's two drops. Yeah. One technically has to do with it, but it's not because of that. But anyway. All right, let's dive in. First and foremost, I mean, started off, I will not play the full 15-minute breakdown, like detailed breakdown of hole by hole. But when Joe told us what happened in the golf match.
He took, I think, 8 or 9 straight shots.
Oh, no.
I'm lying 4. He's lying 13. I chip one of the green. He concedes 1-0 hammer.
Wow!
I am so proud of
you.
Yes! Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Wow!
Thank you. I like that. Big old smile on my
face right there.
Thank you,
well
sir.
Well deserved. Now, what I will say, we've had this high road hammer thing going this week, which is, you know, you had its moments.
You find it a little annoying, don't you?
A little annoying.
Tom, have you been following this? Like, I'm not. There's none of.
Hammer!
And there's none of. Not doing any of that.
None of it.
First off, there's still work to be done. And I think it's... And also, I don't want to bury Jack emotionally, so I'm looking out for him.
Well, I think... Well, I don't believe that for a second. I think what's that's getting in his head is your seeming lack of confidence that we all know is not really lack of confidence.
That's right. That's right. Oh, we got a comment about your confidence, too, coming. But luckily, since the hammer decided not to take the low road... We have our guy Anthony in Jersey who hammered out for us.
Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, John, you like that? You like that? You like that? Man, UFC.
Yeah, I guess.
UFC, the hammer, and 3. Bang! That's what you do. Boom, bomb. How you like that? Hey, hammer, I don't care what you say. Don't rub it in his face.
I'm not rubbing it in his face.
I'm calling the afternoon show at 2:55. I want to speak to that oaf. I told him Friday. You couldn't put a locker in the locker. You oaf. Oh, let's go, Hammer.
Thanks, Anthony. That's pretty good.
That's really good. Anthony bringing it. That was really good stuff.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's keep it rolling. I hated to do it, but it's funny. So this was my comment about Jack.
Yeah, I would say he was in much better shape after the first shot. But you know,
let's go to Jack for comment.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Wait, and that's his friend.
Wow.
So, I had to. I saw the opportunity for good content, and I had to take it. I'm sorry, Jack.
Do you think that bothered him?
I'm sure. But you know what? Sometimes you got to have fun with stuff.
Yeah.
It's what it is. That, you know, the way I get with you and Hammer, like, we're doing a radio show here.
Yeah.
That is my primary thing that I'm talking about.
Like, let's not take it so serious.
We're doing
a
radio show. We're having fun with this, so I'm going to have fun with it.
Okay.
Nothing personal, but I love Jack.
I know you do.
All right,
by the way, so do I. He's a great guy.
I love him. He's one of my best friends on the planet.
Yes.
All right, let's keep it rolling. The one thing that has nothing to do with Joe versus Jack, but it had to be in here, because when Richie screws up the end of Seven, you got to put it in.
Next, we have in the movie Seven, when Brad Pitt realizes that the love of his life's head is
in the bag?
Box.
Box. What's not in the box?
Yes. All right. That's a big one.
That was great.
You can't imitate the line if you don't know the line, John. Come on, man.
You know what's messed up? There was a bag with a head in it, and it was in Clash of the Titans. Clash of the Titans, which was like formative for me.
Completely different movie, right? Isn't there eight heads in a duffel bag?
Oh, there's that one too. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
By the way, TK, I don't know if you know, when Richie saw Ransom afterwards, he said, "Give me back my daughter."
I've never seen Ransom. I'm not gonna lie. So I don't know that reference.
To give me back my son.
Can you imagine it just misquoted all the lines?
Yeah, that would be with a lot
Luke,
of confidence.
I am your mother.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's great. Let's keep it rolling. And the afternoon show commented, Jack Fritz, here was his opening statement, or at least a piece of it, on the debacle at the golf course.
Rick Ankiel, Mark Elfaltz, Scott Brosius, Jack Fritz. I mean, that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was not the camera beating me. Yesterday was me losing that. And it was a total embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. That's probably the worst round of golf I've played in 20 years. And I think I got totally psyched out of my own mind.
Bad time for your worst round of golf.
Poor guy.
So do something about it, Jack. I don't think that he even accepts responsibility. It doesn't feel like he's taking that and saying, you know what, next time I do this, I won't let that happen again. That's my fear.
Well, I think that's their fear, too, because he's saying stuff like this.
Baseball, there's a mental aspect that I am now worried about. Yesterday, I am. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, he's in his head about it.
He's so in his head.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's not good.
You're worried about the mental aspect for baseball. Dude, you got to fix that. It is on you. Figure it out.
Yeah,
I hear you.
He definitely has to. He also, I mentioned it before, he is learning something that we on the morning show have known for a very long time, that Joe is insanely confident.
I tell you what, he's got some kind of confidence thing.
Like, well, he's always had that.
It just blocks it out.
He
it's
thinks
crazy.
He's going to be president.
And he might.
That was a good response.
That may have actually made my week more than winning
really,
in golf.
That was really funny. All right, we got to get to Ike because Ike, shout out to Ike because Ike really just calls it like
Ike was disgusted.
Ike calls it like he sees it. This was probably the haymaker line.
Yesterday was disgraceful.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just put it out there. I don't know what else.
It was horrible.
I don't need any other way to say it.
It was horrible.
Mike, I don't know any other way to say it.
Oh, man. That could win.
I love Mike
honestly,
so much.
The video of Ike out as the caddy on the course trying
like,
to
instruct
him
up and
to get out of the fescue is one of the funniest things
Ike,
I've ever seen.
Ike's the man. Big fan Ike. All right.
I love Ike.
Ike's the best. Let's keep it rolling.
By the way, I think Ike may have surpassed Ray Diddy as the most popular person
he's
for
the
general public at WIP.
Yeah.
Tom Kelly, Ray Dittinger, Ike Reese, who is more popular?
Oh, yeah, throw him that grenade.
Ray. And I love
Ray?
Ike. Yeah, I mean, Ray's
Ike,
number
Ike
one
in
everything.
Ike in second place, though?
Right. Yeah, Ike's
Ray's
in second
like
place.
Ray's like emeritus status.
Ike's in second place, and I got to say, John's probably in third.
All right, let's keep it rolling. You know, we couldn't do a drop of the week without a touch of sexual innuendo there. Okay. In this case, it came at Jack's expense.
Just make it look like the sport is supposed to look.
You do wonder about his performance capability at this point.
I think he's like Alec Bohm. Slam in the back,
a lot of similarities. Yeah, I wasn't talking about baseball, but that's okay.
How it got in, and you just keep rolling through. And it's so clear when you hear it what you're doing. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be drop of the week without it.
Fair enough.
All right, a couple more. John, you know, has been very, you know, positive on Jack's chances.
Oh, he's done. This is a wrestling move. It's
John
a heel turn.
John is turning.
I think Jack is all about facade. I think he's all about bark, and then there's really no bite. None.
Right.
To
wow, after calling himself the big dog, he took that shot. I love it.
I
how about
so.
It?
I hope what he's saying
Richie's
is true.
Really turning here.
I
this
mean,
is good. He's
I wish I felt.
Completely.
I wish I felt
he's
like
turning.
Look,
yeah,
and I appreciate
time.
It. I appreciate it a great deal.
Look, I wanted Joe to like learn a lesson.
I love it. I really do. My good. Reaction to John's turn is
yes.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
You know,
very
this
happy.
Is not, it's not close to over.
We know.
No,
we
I'm
know.
Not saying it is.
I feel like, I
we
don't
know.
Know.
But
I
you
feel like...
your opinion of Jack and his chances has changed. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's clear.
I mean, as everyone has. Celibly, and I,
like,
you know?
It has
yeah.
changed, I mean, like, yeah. night and day.
Yeah.
Flip-flop. Much to my chagrin.
Yeah, I can tell.
Man.
I think it's bothering the former athletes the most.
Most, by
the
far.
The former professional athletes, I think, are the most bothering.
Yeah, because they're like,
wasting.
How would you do this? Like,
yeah.
Well, they also
wasting
know they get criticized.
Abilities.
Yes, too.
By,
it's like,
by
hey,
the Jacks
remember.
Of the world. Yeah. You know?
All right. We got one more from the show and then two quick pieces of audio from the video that came out. Quickly, the last from the show. Had our guy Jolly on. He was great. Shout out to Jolly, but Jolly had this really funny line towards the end.
How clueless do you think Jack is to think that he had never hit a bad shot previously? Doesn't that seem like he was ill-prepared for, I don't know, any level of adversity in competition?
It seems to me, Tom, if he'd never hit a bad shot, he wouldn't be on WIP, he'd be on the PGA Tour.
Nice work from Paul.
That was great.
Jolly inserting himself into all this has been amazing.
Dude, Jolly's become like the Zelig of WIP. He's just everywhere and pops up on the, oh, let's get Jolly on. I love it. It's phenomenal.
I did so.
All right, two quick ones from the video that surfaced. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on the WIP Twitter. A moment that was talked about a lot on the show. We actually got to, and you should see it, so you can see the video. But this is the moment where Jack takes the putt to win, misses. He's about a foot and a half away, maybe less, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And Joe won't let
well,
him.
And let me just say this. Yeah. He picks up the ball. Which is outrageous,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, he didn't even ask at first. He's like, assume.
Yeah, John, he didn't even ask.
And
by
then
way,
he missed the shot.
And he misses the next putt. I mean, think about it. But what you're going to hear is my reaction to him with his club scooping up the ball, which is totally outrageous in a real competition.
So here's what happened.
Nice putt.
Get in.
Oh! Oh, no, whoa. No, I'm not conceding that at all. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just not concerned. No. It was not. It was right around here.
And that last part is he did go to put it back, like, way closer. Than
yeah,
he
went to put it back.
Like right next to the hole.
2 inches
yeah,
from
no,
the hole.
Yeah, no, it was very different.
He missed that?
Yeah, he missed
it. Yeah, he
that.
Missed
it. Two-footer.
It was
yeah,
probably
it was
about 18 to 24 inches.
I would guess it was a foot and a half if I had to
yeah, 18
you know,
inches.
Put it.
He missed it. But there was a little slope. And that was part of why I'm also like, dude, no way. I mean.
Look. he didn't make it, so you're right not to give it to him.
Correct.
Like one leads the other.
Correct.
Like there's no other. All right, last thing. We heard you say it. Here's the actual moment when Jack concedes and Joe wins golf.
And line six.
You're good.
Good?
Yeah. Okay. Good job, buddy.
Nice match, man.
Good match,
buddy.
Good job.
Nice shot, man.
You conceded up there.
1-0.
You were
going to
play that game with strokes.
Nice shot.
Yeah.
You can even hear Spike whining a little bit there.
About strokes. Yeah.
But hey, you know, that was it.
Yep.
That was the moment.
All right. Well,
and a muted hammer there, too.
Oh, you listen.
There was no celebration from you.
I'm trying to be very respectful, honestly. All right. So what wins there?
I think it's Ike. I
think it's either Ike or Anthony.
Yeah. And maybe Anthony, actually.
John Anthony or Ike?
I think it might be Anthony, actually, now that I think about it.
Jeez, it's sort of hard to keep track.
Anthony was basically hammered out with the bangs and all that stuff. And then Ike was that was disgraceful, was what he said.
I really liked Ike, his matter of fact. It's a toss up for me.
TK, or Anthony?
I liked Ike. I liked the Ike.
You know what? We're a big show. We have no problem giving an award to the afternoon show.
Absolutely.
Congrats to Ike. We love you, buddy.
I agree with
you deserve
that.
We do love Ike.
All right, so that's Drop of the Week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.